Valentine's Day is adjudged the second most celebrated festival in the world and is characterized with different activities such as love feasts, visits to recreational centers, and other social events to mark the day. Valentine's Day is also a special day to take a break from the monotony of everyday life relationships. However, with the unabating COVID-19 pandemic, which has practically changed the lifestyle of many globally through regular hand washing, keeping social distance, and use of face masks, the commemoration of this year's Valentine's Day will no doubt be done in an unusual way. A cross-section of couples told Radio Nigeria in Akure that they are determined to outlive this year's Valentine's Day.
To celebrate this Valentine, it's not going to be different. I'll go out with my family in line with the COVID-19 protocols. We all use face masks and we go out with hand sanitizers. We are going to celebrate it in a very big way.
COVID-19 shouldn't stop us from having our fun. As long as we have our masks on, we don't have any problems. We're not going to go to a very large gathering. We're just going to be together in a secluded place. Catch fun.
I intend to, you know, spend my vow with my wife and my daughter in church, and vis-a-vis the fact that my church has organized a love feast on that day, so it will reduce my expenses of taking my wife out. And
organizers of various events already earmarked for the day in churches and recreational centers also said the special day would not be as usual this year. One of them, Mr. Sanle Iwoha, maintained that COVID-19 protocols had been added to their event and they will be strictly enforced.
We have made a rules to the security men: no face masks, no entry. We have hand sanitizer so that once the committee of COVID-19 comes, they will know that yes, we've already applied the rules set out by the state government.
Speaking with Radio Nigeria, Chairman Interministerial Committee on COVID-19 in Ondo State, Professor Adesegun Fatusi, warned couples and lovers against carefree attitude as they celebrate amid the pandemic.
One of the things you must remember is that in that celebration, we want to remain joyful. I want to ensure that our loved ones are safe, are protected, so that you can continue to enjoy that relationship. And therefore, it is extremely important that we comply with all the COVID-19 regulations and preventive measures.
Professor Fatusi added that members of his committee would be all out to monitor events organized on Valentine's Day across Ondo State to ensure adherence to all COVID-19 rules. In Akure, Kayode Animashaun, Radio Nigeria.